What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, April 11th, 2017. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, hand hovering over the telephone, ready to put you on the air as soon as you call on in. And obviously, the rush to war being evidenced by the U.S. government is just frightening to behold. And we're going to be spending a lot of time on that here. Now, Putin has decided to take off the diplomatic gloves, and he's basically saying that this idea that Assad gassed his own people is an absolute lie to set him up to reverse the U.S. policy on Syria, which it has done. And Putin is warning there will be more. Basically, Putin is saying Russia's intelligence services are saying that the U.S. is going to drop chemical weapons on Damascus itself and blame Assad for it. And again, the same thing applies all over again. What is Assad's motive for doing that? He doesn't have one. It's just absurd on the face of it. But the corporate media is in locked goose step, pushing this whole agenda forward. And at this point, I'm in agreement with this article out of Southfront. The U.S. is pushing to a non-peaceful solution to the Syrian conflict. In other words, it's going to be war. We know there are U.S. armored forces, including heavy tanks, are on the Jordanian border with Syria. They could move on Damascus as well. Probably looking at a decapitation strike. Yesterday, Alex Jones was reporting there's a Marine amphibious landing ship just off the coast of Syria, near Damascus. And it looks like the thinking in D.C. is to just rush forward as fast as they can before any opposition to this war policy can be organized among the people. Now, Tillerson has again reversed himself on the situation with Assad. Assad has no future in Syria long term, and denying that they're involved in his ouster, even though that's exactly what they've been trying to do for 6 years. Now, Syria, Trump may have just started World War III. I don't think they can keep this under control. Trump has just committed himself to ratchet up attacks every time the White Helmets or anybody else stage a false flag chemical weapons atrocity or a barrel bomb atrocity. That just happened. And it'll be blamed on Syria. And Putin has declared he's had enough of this nonsense, and he's not backing down. This cannot end well at all. Now, Deputy Chairman of the Committee of the State Duma on Defense, Yuri Shvidkin stressed that Russia will retaliate if any Russian military units in Syria are hit. And there are Russian military units all over Syria and around Damascus. Russia has responded by sending more warships to the port at Tartus, two corvettes, an ocean tug, and a fleet oiler. Everybody's just pushing up, pushing up, pushing up. Now, there is a little glimmer of calmness coming on out. This is an article coming out of RINF.com. And apparently Donald Trump is realizing that he got played. And he's trying to push back against the neocon plan for an outright invasion of Syria. And this is also coming out of InfoWars, basically saying sources are telling InfoWars Trump is very reluctant to see any more U.S. troops embroiled in yet another Middle East quagmire, but he's under pressure from the neocons in his administration to prevent Russia from dominating the region as the fall of ISIS nears. We can't let Russia get in there. You know something? Let's take all these neocons, give them rifles, jumpsuits, parachutes, drop them on Moscow, let them have all the fun they want. The problem I have is they sit safely at home in lives of comfort and security, demanding to send your children out to fight people they think are their enemies. But Trump is apparently pushing back. None of this has played out well. It's looking more and more like what happened was that the Syrian attack on the rebels accidentally touched off a storage depot where they had chemicals, not sarin, but chemicals like chlorine. And of course, what happens when you bomb chemical weapons? They burst into the sky, get caught on the wind, and people got killed. And this was seized on as, oh, we can say Assad is gassing his people again. And again, the story did not hold up for that very simple reason. Assad is on the verge of winning his war against the U.S.-backed rebels. Peace talks were starting in Brussels to bring this thing to a complete end. And almost 2 weeks ago, the White House was saying it was okay with them if Assad remained in power. It was just a political reality they were prepared to accept. So Assad had absolutely no reason to carry out a gas attack or anything else that is going to upset the progress he's made. Obviously, the war hawks benefit from this. The U.S.-backed rebels benefit from this, but not Assad. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates rejoining our network, and we're talking about this insane rush to wars in Syria and probably North Korea as well. Now, yesterday, the White House set a new red line for Bashar al-Assad not to drop any barrel bombs. And so, of course, just a couple hours later, we're getting a report from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights that are saying Syrian government warplanes dropped barrel bombs on rebel-held areas, and oh my goodness, the civilians and the slaughter. Now, obviously, Syria is saying, no, they're not doing that. And moreover, they're saying they don't use barrel bombs. Now, in case you don't know what that is, a barrel bomb is an improvised bomb, and it's just, as the name says, it's a barrel filled with explosives and shrapnel and whatever all else they're going to throw in there, and it's just dropped from straight overhead. It's an unguided munition, and it's considered indiscriminate, like an improvised IED. Now, the reality is the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights is a Western propaganda operation. It's run out of a one-bedroom home in Coventry, England, by a man who has not actually been in Syria for the last 12 years, and when he's not putting out anti-Assad propaganda, he runs a T-shirt store. The very, very credible intelligence source that's going on. Now, the barrel bombs have a long history. They were first used by the Japanese when they started running out of more properly manufactured munitions. But it is a dumb bomb, and it doesn't have fins, and it's just dropped from straight overhead. But it's a favored propaganda tool to say Assad is dropping barrel bombs on his people, because when you find the shrapnel and the debris, there's no clue who actually made it or where it came from. It's an it's another false flag. They're going to keep doing these until they get the war they want. And everybody's trying to figure out what the heck is going on. We have different people within the U.S. government saying completely different things. Article over in Blacklisted News. Is there a new U.S. Syria policy? Is there one at all? It just seems like it's in thrash mode. And like I said, we're hearing about this story from InfoWars that there is a major debate, to put it politely, going on in the White House. Donald Trump has realized he's made a huge, huge mistake. Because if he doesn't actually have proof Assad did the chemical weapon attack and he launched that strike into Syria, it's an international war crime. And if they come on back and say, well, we made a mistake when Syria blew up the chemical depot and it killed people, we just assumed it was... Again, it portrays Donald Trump and the U.S. government hitting the war button without careful consideration. It displays an incredible recklessness. And this has got to be alarming to other people, especially other nuclear nations. If this thing starts to edge toward a nuclear exchange, other nations are going to be more disposed to hit that button because they have no idea if there's any restraining forces left in the U.S. government. Now, apparently, a CIA document has surfaced showing U.S. plans to destroy Syria, destabilize Syria. And even Sean Spicer had a slip of the tongue in the press conference and said that's the purpose of the war, is to destabilize Syria. Then he corrected it and said we're going to destabilize the conflict, which doesn't actually make any sense. But this 1983 document shows basically all the way back in 1983 when Bashar al-Assad's father was running the place. They wanted him out. They wanted all connection between Russia and Syria severed and Syria brought into the U.S. sphere of influence. So this has been going on for a very, very, very long time. We're going to take a phone call now. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I have been examining this intellectually as much as I can do it. And I've come to the conclusion that this was... We've always, our foreign policy has always been driven by Israel. This has always been about Israel, even back since Hafez al-Assad, who, by the way, contributed. And there was a Syrian division that fought right alongside us against Saddam Hussein in 1991. But we were allowed to rendition people there. That, you know, he was not religiously affiliated. The Ba'athist movement, you know, completely non-religious. But they happened to be, in order to survive, they had to, being around Israel, they had to align with Russia. And, of course, you're on Israel's border, and the policy has always been to destabilize everything on Israel's border, a chaos theory that they could expand into it. But the timing, I'm convinced, is because of the Susan Rice getting calls to testify, and where the surveillance state is being shown to intrude into our elections in a huge way, and even Obama being called to testify or calls for him to testify, and this coming into the open, and all at once that's disappeared. So this may have been on the table since 1983, but it's to deflect away from the deep state. It's to deflect away from the intelligence community, running everything, surveilling everything, trying to blackmail and control the president. That's what this is all about, in my opinion.
Well, I tend to agree with you. We've seen the media manipulated by staging an event to distract from another event. When the Marine barracks in Beirut were bombed and all those people were killed, 24 hours later, the U.S. invades Grenada, and the Beirut story just vanishes from the corporate media. When Monica Lewinsky was testifying about the stained blue dress for Congress, she walked out expecting a phalanx of reporters on the Capitol steps, and it was just empty because while she was testifying, Clinton launched cruise missile attacks into Sudan and one other country, I forget, blew up an aspirin factory, which the taxpayers ultimately had to pay to rebuild. But as far as the gas attack in Idlib, I'm starting to lean more and more to Syria and Russia's explanation that it was actually an accident, that they bombed what they thought was just a rebel base, and it turned out to be a clandestine storehouse for the chemicals that the rebels have been using on the Syrian people. But always politicians are thinking about any event, how can I use this to push the agenda? And certainly for people like John McCain, this was like a gift from the heavens falling into his lap where he could run to the White House and say, see, Assad is gassing his people, launch the war now. And unfortunately, Trump got bowled over by it. And was probably being told that polls were showing. Well, we're even seeing in the corporate media today, they're putting out polls claiming that Americans are supporting Donald Trump, that they absolutely love him. I have yet to meet a single person who thinks that this is a good idea. I've yet to meet a single person who is buying this story that Assad is gassing his own people, because it just doesn't make any sense. But they may have told Donald Trump, Americans will back you with this strike into Syria. And by looking at social media, I'm sure his staff has realized that, no, he's pretty much destroyed his base, and he's turned himself into a single-term president. It wasn't just the airfield Trump bombed. It was his own credibility, the credibility of his administration, and his chances at a second term in office.
Well, Mike, he's traded Soros and the Democratic Party, and it's the draining the swamp that had all the Soros people and the intelligence community and the Democrats and the tizzy, and now all that's been reversed. All you had to do was deflect, go with the war strategy that, of course, financed by the Zionists in Israel, but go along with the strategy, get everything away from the deep state and Susan Rice and all that other stuff. And that's what they're doing. It's just, anything but that. I mean, that's their base of power. The banks and the fact that they control the media, which now is almost friendly to Trump,
what an amazing turnaround. I mean, all these people who were savaging Trump during the campaign are now his buddy. McCain's his buddy, Pelosi's his buddy, and they're, as long as you're in favor of endless war, you are a hero to the establishment, because that's what the establishment is about: war and conquest. Every election we vote for lower taxes and peace. We never get it, no matter who we vote for. We are always going to get higher taxes and more war, because that's what the establishment survives on.
This morning, by the way, just to let your viewers know, I called up Tulsi Gabbard's office. I called up the DNC and Nancy Pelosi's office and basically said, what's wrong with you? She's the only credible person on the right track and blah, blah, blah. And they're trying to pillory her. But, even a month ago, what she was saying was sort of acceptable. Now it's not.
Oh, yeah. The establishment is closing ranks. They know they're in trouble. They know they've lost the trust and faith of the American people. So they're just going to close ranks and ram the war agenda forward as hard as they can before there's an organized push back against it by the American people, which is already starting to happen. There are already protests in the streets. Hands off of Syria. Stop lying to us. And it's starting to build. And, of course, you're not going to see that on the corporate media. So if any of you are participating in any such kind of a protest or march, send me the pictures and videos, and I will post them here and talk about it on the radio show.
We need to withhold our tax checks in 4 days, Mike.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, there's no other way. These guys will, otherwise they'll kill us.
So. Yeah. Well, they're going to kill a lot of our children and a lot of other people's children.
Yep. Thanks, Mike. I'll let you, I know you got other callers. Thanks, guy.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Now then, something that we need to keep hammering is all the evidence of U.S. government involvement in the chemical weapons in Syria. And we posted a link to one of the WikiLeaks document drops. It's a State Department email in which Hillary Clinton is saying, the best way we can guarantee Israel's safety from Iran is to overthrow the government of Bashar al-Assad. And the groupthink phenomenon is evidence there, because Iran is not a threat to Israel. It's actually the other way around. Iran has not initiated a war of conquest against another country in 200 years. That's certainly something that Israel cannot say and the United States cannot say. And we need to keep reminding everybody of that reality. Forget about who's supposed to be doing wrong and all these horrible things. Look at the nations that are actually doing the invading, the bombing, the drone striking, the regime change. It is very obvious to the objective observer who the aggressors are in this new rush to a new world war. And we need to keep repeating that story where Seymour Hersh came on out and documented Hillary Clinton approved the sale of sarin nerve gas to the Syrian rebels. They're the ones who have the gas, and they've been using it both in 2013 and 2014. When we were told by the corporate media that Assad was gassing his own people, UN chemical weapons inspectors came back both times and said, no, it's the U.S.-backed rebels. So, article out of War is a Crime. Two dozen ex-U.S. intelligence officials have sent a letter urging President Trump to rethink his claims blaming the Syrian government for the chemical deaths in Idlib and pull back from this dangerous escalation with Russia. Trump is raising on a busted flush here. Nobody is buying that Assad gassed his people. He had no reason to. And we know the U.S. lies about weapons of mass destruction to start wars. That's what they did. Saddam's nukes, good example. Assad gassed his people, chapter one. Assad gassed his people, chapter two. How many more times do you have to be lied to until you stand up and say, I will not be lied to anymore by this government and this corporate media? We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, do you remember way, way, way back when Saddam Hussein was friends with the U.S. government, and he fought a war against Iran on behalf of the United States following Iran's kicking out the Shah, deciding they wanted to run their own country, during which Iraq apparently killed somewhere between 5 and 10,000 people with poison gas. And recently declassified CIA documents reveal that the U.S. government helped Saddam use those chemical weapons on Iranian civilians. So the U.S. does not really have any moral standing to point fingers at anybody else. Up in Canada, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is leaping onto the bandwagon saying the Russians are to blame for the Syrian chemical attack because obviously Russia failed to keep them out of the hands of Bashar al-Assad, and we have to all be part of a solution. He's not volunteering himself. Justin, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. Go have fun. All you people who think war is great, go on and fight your war. Just, we don't want to be part of it anymore. Now, Rex Tillerson, in getting off the airplane over there in Moscow, was thumping his chest and bellowing into the jungle and issuing an ultimatum to Russia that they must choose between the United States and Syria. It's the old, if you're not with us, you're against us. And that was exactly the wrong thing to do against the Russians in general and Putin in particular. Putin is not backing down. And even more interestingly, Putin is refusing to see Tillerson. Kremlin officials are saying Putin has no intention of meeting with Tillerson at all. Tillerson will be allowed to meet with Sergei Lavrov, but that will be it. So Tillerson's going to come home with his hat in his hand. That's basically about it. Now, the lies have hit the flood stage at this point. It's, if you've got a pair of hip waders somewhere in the closet, it's time to put them on because the bovine excrement has just piling up. The Pentagon held a briefing in which they're claiming a 100% success. They're claiming all 59 missiles hit their intended targets in Syria. See, our weapons are mighty. Our weapons are amazing. Well, if we take the Pentagon's word at face value, which is always a stupid thing to do, then the U.S. intended to kill civilians and children in the villages of Sheret, Al-Hamrat, and Al-Manzil, where some of those 100% perfect cruise missiles came down. Remember Operation Desert Storm, the first invasion of Iraq? They were talking about how the Patriot had a better than 95% success rate against the Scud missiles. And then after it was all over and they started looking at the data, more and more people said, I don't think it really worked that well. And the government came back and said, would you believe it was 75%? And the American people said, no, we wouldn't believe that either. And then the government came back and said, would you believe it was 50%? And the American people said, maybe, but we're not even sure about that. The military always lies. Remember when the gun turret on the USS Iowa exploded because the gun propellant had been improperly stored and was unstable, and they blamed a gay sailor for it? Oh, he committed suicide. He deliberately. That's what they do. That is what they do. You want to talk about lies and cover-ups and whoppers? Look at Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. They're still fighting tooth and nail to keep that story in place. Now, the U.S. is claiming they hit over 100 of Syria's aircraft and reduced their effectiveness by 20%. Of course, Syria and Russia, and even the after-action drone photos are showing, no, it wasn't. The U.S. got 9 aircraft, 6 of which were antiques. Vietnam-era MiG-23s, which may have been sitting at that airport because they're not actually usable anymore. But the U.S. always lies about what's going on in war. Truth is the first casualty of war. We didn't learn how many of our young people had died in Vietnam until after it was long over. Okay, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we're going to come back with... They're just flinging the lies in the hope that people will say, well, with so much smoke, there must be a fire. There isn't. There's just smoke. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Well, the bovine excrement is exploding out of Washington, D.C. in the corporate media. There's so much of it, I've actually worn out my little egg timer, and I need to order another one off of eBay. And now, coming out of Associated Press, according to a senior U.S. official who must remain unnamed, of course, Russia knew that Syria was going to carry out this gas attack on the civilians of Idlib and refused to do anything about it, and then worse, tried to bomb the hospital where the victims were being treated to cover up this horrendous crime. And if you believe any of that one, I've got some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. But let's get on down to the basics. Right now, Donald Trump is in violation of international law. He's in violation of the Constitution. He's in violation of the UN Charter because he carried out an unprovoked attack on a sovereign nation that had not attacked us. And worse, he is now seen to have done so on the basis of inaccurate information. which betrays a high degree of recklessness. And that's a very lousy quality. It does not mix well with the office of the President of the United States of America. And apparently, the intelligence community did know there wasn't a... Siri did not drop a military chemical weapon on innocent civilians. Even our own intelligence agencies are starting to say, yeah, Syria bombed a rebel base where they were secretly storing chemicals for chemical weapons, and that's what happened. Or it was an intentional false flag. Either way, does not matter. Donald Trump ordered an attack on another country on the basis of incomplete, inaccurate information, and that's going to scare every other government on earth. The world just became much more dangerous. Even China, which is still trying to get this trade deal going, and apparently the quid pro quo was China is going to help tamp down on North Korea in exchange for trade concessions. But even they've come on out and said, we have to preserve Syria's sovereignty, and they're opposing the use of military force against Syria. Dennis Kucinich is asking, why are we helping ISIS, which has made gains in Syria since Donald Trump bombed that airfield? Now, Dennis needs to do a little more research. He would find out that ISIS has actually been covertly working for U.S. interests all the way back into the Obama administration, especially under Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Now, Tulsi Gabbard, despite this intense pressure from her own party to shut up, is openly demanding Trump provide the evidence to justify the Syria strike. Show us the evidence you have that Assad had anything to do with this. And the corporate media is out there saying they know Assad gave the order himself directly. Next they're going to say Assad flew the mission himself after that whopper about having an Air Force general fly a combat mission in Syria. Show the evidence. Well, Tulsi, you're going to be waiting a very long time because there isn't any. The story just does not make sense. And I'm delighted to see Tulsi standing up against all this pressure. Because somebody has to. Somebody has to take a stand against this insane rush into a new world war. Because they're not going to be able to keep it under control. The military-industrial complex is saying, well, we're going to morph this into a Cold War, and there won't really be a lot of fighting, and there won't really be a lot of death, but we'll make a lot of money. Look how close we came during the last Cold War of it turning into a hot war and realize just what a dangerous game this is. Now, the White House is out there saying that the America First foreign policy justifies strikes against those who gas babies. Well, the United States gassed a church full of women and children down in Waco, Texas, with a banned chemical weapon. So I guess that means you're going to bomb yourself? Or did you just open your mouth and stick your foot into it? And speaking of which, earlier today, Sean Spicer was in the press room out there bashing on Assad and screaming about Assad gassing his own people. And he made the statement, I'm not kidding you, Hitler didn't sink to using chemical weapons. So I guess the White House has just admitted that this story of the Nazis gassing 6 million Jews, Poles, gays, mentally retarded is a myth. I'm okay with that. And that means that all of that American tax money that was illegally given to Israel in violation of the Bolin Amendment and the Glenn Act needs to be refunded immediately. Now, needless to say, everybody on Twitter and social media, they're taking Sean to task over what a ridiculous statement he just made. He's just blown his own credibility. And he's trying to come on back and say, well, you know, what I meant was there's no way out of this one, Sean. You blew it. Your brain was not in gear when you opened your yap. And I know it's a difficult job. I've seen that job destroy people who have it. Dee Dee Myers, for example. Major alcoholic problem after she had that job. Now then, a while back, there was a case where a NATO country conducted a Syria-related raid and captured enough sarin gas to kill 200,000 people. And it's very finely documented. They had all the material. A trial was held, evidence displayed. The perpetrator was convicted. But then it turned out the perpetrators were Western-backed moderate rebels, and they were set free, and the corporate media never reported this. That the Western-backed rebels had enough sarin gas to kill 200,000 people. No big deal. Not what we're talking about. Story over at theduran.com. Every time John McCain makes a secret trip to Syria, chemical weapons attacks follow. And a lot of people have noticed that timing. McCain will go to Syria, even though his job description is in Arizona. And shortly thereafter, there's one of these false flag gas attacks. Coincidence? I think not. There's photos of McCain with these leaders of ISIS. They're all over the web. You can do a web search for them. Now, over in RIMF.com, Vijay Prashad is providing an analysis why U.S. troops would be fighting alongside a coalition of opposing allies to retake Raqqa. In other words, there's now a fight over Raqqa, and the U.S. is fighting again on the side of the moderate rebels. Your kids are now bullet catchers in Syria. Have you not had enough of this over the last 20 years? Now, meanwhile, foreign ministers from Iran, Syria are going to Russia. They're going to meet with Medvedev up there and basically try and figure out where they're going to go from here. Because I think they understand that the U.S. is gunning for them. It's obvious in the rhetoric. It's obvious in the very reckless way Trump launched the cruise missile attack. War is coming. And they need to get ready for it. And by the way, so do you. Now, Donald Trump and Theresa May are agreeing to try and convince Moscow to stop supporting Bashar al-Assad. It is not going to happen. See, Russia has a reputation of standing by their allies, not so the U.S. And again, go back when Saddam was making war on Iran, he was our friend. Then he was our enemy. He started selling his oil for the euro instead of the dollar. Take him out. Put in a new government. Right now, in this day and age, the United States government is the least trusted government on earth. And Donald Trump just acted like a wild man with this harebrained cruise missile attack. We've broken so many treaties, nobody trusts the word of the government anymore. Everybody knows our corporate media is lying. And this thing is spinning out of control. Robert Kennedy Jr. has taken a pause out from his vaccine campaign to see Syria's just another proxy oil war, another war for pipeline rights of way. Now, over in Iran, they're... one of their advisors to the foreign minister is saying Iran is not going to allow the U.S. to change equations in Syria, pointing out that a single cruise missile attack, as damaging as it was, does not change the reality of where the Syria war is. Because the lesson from Vietnam is you cannot win a war from the air. To control the territory, you must have military on the ground. And the neocons are talking about sending 100,000 troops into Syria. 100,000 of your kids going on into another country to be shot at, to be killed and crippled, to make already rich bastards richer still. And yes, there's some bitches in there too. I'm sorry if I offended the feminists. Yes, feminists, you have as much right and ability to be evil as the men do. Now, Iran is out there saying it is time to have a complete investigation into what actually happened at Idlib. Everybody wants an investigation except for the United States, which is out there saying, no, we already know. We have classified information. We can't share it with you, but we know that's exactly what happened. I figure if there's any more calls for an investigation, the U.S. is going to go on in and just bomb the place into dust. They actually did that. Remember when they accidentally shot up a hospital? Or maybe it wasn't even accidental. And people wanted an investigation as to what had happened. The U.S. went back in and flattened the place. Yeah, we can have an investigation, but gee, sorry, we just bombed the place into dust last night. Golly gee shuckies, our bad. Now, new evidence has surfaced, and this is a YouTube video. We put it up on whatreallyhappened.com. The Saudi-led coalition, which is acting as a U.S. proxy in Yemen to slap those people down and get them to accept their U.S.-approved government, is using banned cluster bombs in Yemen. This is a banned weapon under international convention. Guess who they're getting the cluster bombs from? So once again, we see this hypocrisy and double standard of the United States, where they're out there bemoaning that, oh, Assad may have been using a banned weapon here, but it's okay for us to use it on the church. And he's using these illegal weapons like white phosphorus, but it's okay to give, you know, cluster bombs to Saudi Arabia to kill the Yemenis with. If you're going to have international law, everybody must comply with it. We can't have any nation, whether it's Israel or the United States, seeing themselves as above international law. That is a recipe for a global disaster. Now, Leon Panetta is out there declaring a new red line in North Korea. Now, most people would say common sense would be that if North Korea actually attacks somebody, like South Korea, Japan, Guam, U.S. military base, that's the red line that you respond to. Panetta's moved that. Panetta is now saying that merely testing of an ICBM by North Korea is the red line. If they do that, the U.S. will go on in. The U.S. is testing ICBMs all the time. Nobody talks about invading us because we're testing our missiles. The U.S. justifies its nuclear arsenal and its ICBMs by saying it deters outside aggression. Why does not North Korea have that same right to deterrence? All these nations are merely responding to the obvious provocations and aggressions of the U.S. government. Now, North Korea is warning the United States that they will respond to this battle fleet centered on the Carl Vinson, which is now approaching the coast of North Korea. Because of what Donald Trump just did in Syria, North Korea has every reason to expect that the U.S. is just going to haul off and invade. They'll just make up some kind of a lie. Kimchi causes sterility or something. Send in the bombers. So that's a flashpoint. Now, the other day I was talking about what Korea could actually do. And there's a bit of a game changer. Because apparently North Korea has succeeded in constructing at least one, possibly more, of a very simple ballistic missile submarine called the Goray or Whale. NATO calls it the Sinpo class. And there is one that is known to be operational, and there appears to be another one already being constructed. Now, it's certainly not the country killer that the Ohio class is. It appears to be a refinement of the old Soviet Gulf class submarine, which has two vertical launch tubes in the submarine sail. So the submarine can carry two nuclear tipped missiles, and they're developing a missile to go with it called the KN-11. Have not had the best record of success testing it, but I'm sure they're working to get the kinks out of it. And with this submarine, obviously, they can extend the range of retaliation in the event of an attack. We have a very reckless president. We have a very reckless government. We have a military-industrial complex that loves war because war turns your children's blood into their gold. And that's a bad, bad formula for the future of the human race. Now, getting on back to whether or not our military really can project power the way it used to, or is it all a giant bluff? Apparently, the Air Force is having a major problem as their best pilots are reaching retirement age, the end of their commitment to the Air Force, and they're leaving to get jobs in the airline industry, although probably not United Airlines at the moment. And so now they're talking about stop loss again. About, yes, I know we said that you could leave here. We've changed our mind. You must stay. And remember how many riots broke out on U.S. Army bases when they were using stop-loss in Iraq. A lot of violence broke out. It was always blamed on some convenient Muslim. But apparently that's a big problem. Now they're going to try and find some of the solution, like paying the pilots more. But I'm sure those pilots are all looking at current events and saying, you know, it's one thing to be flying around on training missions and patrols. We're getting ready to actually go into real combat, and that's not a very pleasant prospect. Now, our corporate media continues to promote these baseless assertions of Russian interference in our elections, hacking the DNC, even though WikiLeaks has now come on out saying that Guccifer 2.0 confirmed it was a leak from Seth Rich. But that's the media's job, to fill your head full of nonsense, to get you to believe what the government needs you to believe so they can take your money and your children to play their little global war games. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike,
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go ahead and take a phone call from Carrie in British Columbia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hanging in there. Looking out the window for mushroom clouds.
Yeah, I know. I can see it in your face and hear it in your voice. But I think everybody's angry. Me being a Canadian, you know, I supported, Trump, and it was kind of amazing to see him win. But, you know, all those hopes have kind of been dashed now, and I think everybody should come to the realization that, it's the same old, same old. My concern, though, I think, looking at the so-called enemy's position, you know, looking at Russia and China and everything else, I think maybe they thought there was some hope there with Trump as well. But I think those hopes have been dashed. And, I maybe there's going to be a preemptive strike coming from them and, coming to North America, bringing it right here. And I know there's a lot of gun owners and stuff like that in the United States. Unlike Canada, other than hunters, you know, like we have hunting rifles up here and that kind of thing. Handguns are really restricted. And but I think that, you know, Canada's open. We've got less than 40 million people here. We're a multicultural society that has a lot of very loyal people. There's a lot of people that are very loyal to China. I'm sure there's people here that are loyal to Russia, Ukraine, all these other countries in the Middle East as well. And we used to talk about this 10 years ago, 15 years ago, that, you know, I wonder if there's any Chinese sleeper cells here. We got containers coming in here. I know of people that have bought SKS submachine guns, and they're from China, and, you know, big kind of giant crates of ammo and stuff like that. And, I'm more worried about, Canada's kind of wide open, and for them to come in and invade and maybe have a preemptive strike.
Well, wait a minute. Right now, I don't think Russia and China or anybody else sees Canada as a problem. The Canadians are not threatening. Yes, they've been involved in wars, but they've always been somebody else's wars. If there is an attack on the United States, I think it's going to stay on the U.S. side of the border. They don't really have a reason to go after Canada.
I understand that. But I think you're getting a foothold, in North America, Canada would be a good place to get a foothold, you know, and that's my concern because, you know.
Well, you're looking at this from the wrong point of view. First of all, nobody is coming to invade the United States. It's like all this ridiculous talk about how Putin wants to invade the U.S. and Europe. Look at the condition the U.S. and Europe are in. They're broke, hopelessly in debt. They've got all kinds of internal problems. The infrastructure is rotted away. Putin doesn't need those problems. He doesn't have a reason to invade the U.S. What every nation does have is a need to defend themselves against U.S. aggression, because that's what's been going on for the last almost quarter of a century, is the U.S. picking off countries, changing their government to try and take control of the world. And everybody has a right to defend themselves against that. But nobody's coming to physically invade either Europe or the United States, and certainly not Canada. Anyway, we've got to take a break for our station identification. Thank you very much for the phone call. We'll be right back.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells.
And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.